Rhiannon Elston for SBS World News Australia, joined today by freelance journalist Iona Craig, who was in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a on the day Salim al-Harazi was shot in the face by a sniper. The bullet missed his brain, but he lost both of his eyes in the accident that occurred when he was just 11 years old. Iona, thank you for joining us today. Could you tell us about what happened on March 18, 2011?
Well, I've been living in Yemen for 2 years now, and last year, along with other countries in the region, of course, Yemen was affected by what became known as the Arab Spring. March 18th here was probably the most significant day within Yemen's revolution. In Chain Square, which was the central focus for the protest here, they've been praying on Friday in a large protest of tens of thousands of people in the streets in the west of the capital here in Sana'a. And just after they'd finished praying on Friday, sort of lunchtime, a fire was set at one end of the very large camp. It was a tented sit-in they'd set up on the streets of Sana'a. People rushed towards that fire, which was made behind a temporary wall. And as they gathered, these rooftop gunmen started opening fire. And in the end, more than 50 people were killed. I was there and I witnessed the first few people being shot, mostly in the head. And during that episode, I was bundled into a tent at one stage. And this is where I met sort of three boys who were also hiding from the gunfire at the time.
Mm. You didn't know that one of them was Salim at the time?
Not at all. And even in fact, Salim was injured during that shooting. A bullet passed through his head, and this is when he was obviously rushed to hospital and doctors removed his eyes. Even when I visited him in hospital a few days later, I didn't realise it was one of these boys that I'd met just a few days earlier. It was honestly particularly hard to recognise somebody who just had such a major operation as him and had both his eyes removed after this bullet that had passed through his head.
But it sounds like you've stayed in touch and that since then you've managed to hear his story. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the whole story about Salim was incredibly tragic. He was 11 years old. He'd gone to the protest site in Sana'a to try and do something for his family. He believed that it meant change. And he came from a very poor family of lots of siblings, and he just wanted to try and do something better for them. So it was an incredibly tragic story, and actually the last time I went to see him, which was a few weeks ago here in Sana'a, that the whole sadness that had surrounded what had happened to him really changed for me. When I visited him, he was actually on his bicycle, believe it or not, despite being blinded, and cycling along the street in front of his house with his younger brother stood up on bars behind him, sort of guiding him through his shoulders. And that was for the first time, really, that it made me smile. And Salim has really come through this. He's now he almost feels like a young man in many respects, even though he's only 12. Yes, he's now studying at a special school here in Sana'a. And his life is moving on.